Denver. Look at this, not Monday, and the last day of the month. It's the 31st of January, 2017. Tis all the geek without the wait. 12th of the way through this sumbitch already. It's just insane. Hey, how's it going? Hope you're having a good one. I think I sit with folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all those fun places. I just like hitting the bell. It's awesome. Saucy is better. But the whole thing threw him on a weird schedule, so his sleep schedule is off. So for the moment, it's just you and I, the wonderful Billy Flynn.
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
Though that has nothing to do with why he's not here now. This day, January 31st in 1862, telescope maker Alvin Clark discovers the dwarf star Sirius B, which is the companion of Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky. 1893, Thomas Edison's issued two patents, the first one for the art of generating electricity, the second for the manufacture of carbon filaments for electric lamps. 1930, the 3M company first begins to market Scotch tape, the first waterproof, transparent, pressure-sensitive tape. 1936, the Green Hornet premieres on radio station WXYZ in Detroit, Michigan, the same station that produces the Lone Ranger. 1940, the United States Social Security Board issues its first check to Ida Mae Fuller, age 65 of Vermont, check number 1, for $22.54. 1950, U.S. President Harry S. Truman announces the existence of an H-bomb program. 1954, Edwin H. Armstrong, the inventor of radio frequency modulation, FM, commits suicide by jumping from the 13th floor of the window of his New York City apartment. He learned about Clear Channel. 1958, Explorer 1, the first U.S. Earth-orbiting satellite, is launched from Cape Canaveral. 1961, NASA launches a 4-year-old male chimpanzee named Ham, the first hominid in space. 1966, the USSR Lunar Soft Lander Luna 9 is launched on... The USS Soft Lander Luna 9 is launched. 1971, NASA launches the first manned U.S. lunar lander Apollo 14 on a moon mission. 1997, the digitally enhanced Star Wars Special Edition opens in 2,104 theaters. Han shot. Damn it. 1999, Konami releases Silent Hill and things were never quite the same. 2002, Sega officially announces it's discontinuing the Dreamcast. Damn it. 2004, the NASA Mars Rover Opportunity rolls off its landing pad to the surface of Mars. 2010, Avatar becomes the first film to ever gross $2 billion worldwide. Birthdays, Kerry Washington is 40 from Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Package and Scandal. Bobby Moynihan is 40 from Saturday Night Live, Inside Out, and Nature Cat. Paul Scheer is 41, Upright Citizens Brigade, Piranha 3D, Pop Star, The League, and Fresh Off the Boat. Portia de Rossi is 44 from Scream 2, The Invisibles, Ally McBeal, Arrested Development, Better Off Ted. Kelly Lynch is 68 from Roadhouse, Virtuosity, Charlie's Angels, and Magic City. Glenn Turman is 70 from Cooley High, A Different World, and The Wire. Jessica Walter is 76 from Play Misty for Me, Doctor Strange, Arrested Development, and Archer. No longer with us, born this date in 1902, Tallulah Bankhead from Lifeboat and Black Widow in the 66 Batman. 1911, Eddie Byrne from the 59 Mummy and General Willard in Star Wars. 1921, John Agar from Tarantula, The Mole People, The Brain from Planet Eros, Revenge of the Creature. 1927, Norm Prescott co-founded Filmation Studios. 1934, James Franciscus from Beneath the Planet of the Apes. And 1937, Suzanne Pleshette from The Birds, Support Your Local Gunfighter, and The Shaggy D.A. We're looking at the tube tonight, CBS. It's Super Bowl's greatest commercials, reruns of NCIS and Bull. A show where you watch commercials kind of defeats the purpose of DVRs entirely. ABC, it's reruns of The Middle, American Housewife, Fresh Off the Boat, The Real O'Neills, but New Shield. So there's that. NBC, new episode of The Wall, reruns of This Is Us and Chicago Fire. On Fox, it's a rerun of New Girl, a new episode of The Mick and Bones. CW's got a new episode of The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, which doesn't seem right. Freeform, new episode of The Fosters and Switched at Birth. AMC, Forrest Gump. I'll take the Dr. Pepper. Animal Planet, my brain is swelling on monsters inside me. Brain Invaders. Cartoon Network, new Steven Universe and Adventure Time. Comedy Central, Tosh.0 Marathon. FX is showing Transformers Age of Extinction and a new episode of Taboo. FXX, The Simpsons, Home of the Minister, Springfield is Broke, The Bob Next Door. FXM, The Purge, Anarchy. Documentaries. MTV is showing a new episode of Teen Wolf, Sundance, with the remakes of Halloween and Halloween 2. Just didn't like those as much. I just did not. Sci-Fi Channel, it's a new episode of Face Off. TNT, giant robots battling giant monsters. Pacific Rim, always a good time. New TV Land episode of Teachers Tonight. True TV, new episode of Adam Ruins Everything. USA with a new episode of WWE SmackDown and Shooter. But we're going to be watching the Hallmark Channel because the former figure skating champion gets an improbable second shot to reclaim glory when a young coach sees greatness in her. Julie Berman, Andrew W. Walker, and Gail O'Grady find love on ice.
No blasted lettuce today.
No, indeed, because the world is psychic, and that's how I know when Saucy Sleep Schedule is going to be messed up. When nobody sends a letter, he's not here because people know. They just miss him. They know. And that's weird. That makes you psychic. But if you'd like to drop a note anyway, because he's probably here tomorrow, maybe we'll see, drop it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We will read all about it, or at least somebody will. Maybe we'll rent out some space.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks. Same bat time, same bat channel on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks. Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
Hey, it's Rock Lofton, all you nerds out there. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. It's GRD. It is not Monday. And we're all better off for that.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do. And today's the day to pick up, quite a few of them, actually. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Tom Cruise again. Gets to be a very macho guy. Boo, a Madea Halloween is also available for you. Queen of Katwe, an Oscar contender. Masterminds, the film that nobody saw. Barbie video game hero. She's going to put on an outfit and kind of look like she's doing roller derby, but she's not. Doctor Who Power of the Daleks, where they animated the lost video of the Patrick Troughton episode, but they had the audio, so that's cool. Ballers Season 2. Victoria Season 1. I don't even know what that one is, but if we're picking anything up, it's going to be the story of strange spiritual obsession beginning to unearth age-old secrets in a small northwest town, leading a pastor to suspect that all might not be as idyllic as he first imagined, and personal threats await anyone who dares confront them. Today, you can get the story of Robert McKeon and Michael J. Prosser in Before I Die.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. It's been a rumor for a bit, but unfortunately now we have our confirmation. Peter Capaldi will be leaving Doctor Who after the 2017 Christmas special. He's been there in the role since August of 2013, I believe. He's always been a fan of the show himself. He said one of the greatest privileges of being the Doctor is to see the world at its best from our brilliant crew and creative team. Thank you for working on the best characters on the planet, the viewers and fans, endless creativity and generosity. I can't thank everyone enough. It's been cosmic. It's also Stephen Moffat's leaving, and that's why everybody thought this would be happening, because, well, new people want to do things their way. Thank you, sir. We enjoyed it. My connected coop, for those of you who are raising chickens, is going to make things a little easier for you. It's the world's first smart chicken coop, connects to the internet, and allows you to care for your chickens remotely for weeks at a time. The system is meant to help people easily collect eggs, even when they have busy lives. From the app, you can remotely open the door, check on average egg collection over time, and even monitor the chicken's living conditions like temperature and humidity. You get a physical coop as well as night vision, a motorized door, and sensors. The basic coop can hold up to 5 chickens, or you can opt for the tech-only package and attach it to a coop you already have in about 2 hours. Theoretically, this will get you some fresher food. This will lower costs because of transportation and whatever. It's going to cost you about $13.50 for the whole thing or the tech-only package for $3.50, but if you're raising chickens, that's going to be the way to do it. The Indian Space Research Organization is going to attempt to launch 104 satellites on a single rocket in February. The launch vehicle will carry 3 satellites from India and another 101 smaller nano-satellites from 5 countries, including the USA. If things go as planned, ISRO would be able to surpass by a big margin the record set by Russia, which was 37 satellites in one go in 2014. They're trying to make satellite launches cheaper and also trying to launch the maximum number of satellites. Their attempt is more about making satellite launches cheaper rather than shattering records. The more in one mission, the less the cost incurred. It benefits the user, and technology is a better choice. Pulling the feet will require a special strategy, as the Indian satellites, or the heaviest, are going to separate axially along the vehicle. 81 satellites will get separated in a radical direction, and the other 20 will be released in different sequences. So it's crazy. It's going to be poetry in motion, but in space. With the Super Bowl approaching, people will be drinking, and people will be having snacks. And the folks at Tostitos are going to make sure your snack can possibly save you. They've created a crazy high-tech bag that contains a functional breathalyzer. You blow into a hole at the top of the bag and it'll light up to let you know what your breath alcohol content is like. If a green wheel shows up, you're okay to drive. You get a blinking red wheel and the don't drink and drive message kind of just, you know what that means. And if no one else at your party is capable of driving, well, that's okay. The bag has an NFC tag, so if you tap your smartphone or tablet, the bag will initiate an Uber pickup for you. And you'll even save $10 off the ride because they've got a coupon inside of the thing. A very limited number of the bags are floating around, but it's crazy, and that's kind of really cool. Thank you for going the extra mile and trying to help people from doing something stupid. One of the legends of the Japanese gaming industry has passed away. Masaya Nakamura, who established an amusement ride company that turned into Namco, the Nakamura Amusement Machine Manufacturing Company. Namco, they merged with Bandai in 2005. After World War II, the rooftops of Japanese department stores were home to family rides, carnival-style arcade games, and that's where Namco got their start. In the late 70s and early 80s, Nakamura's business took off with arcade games like Galaxian, Galaga, Pole Position, Xevious, but of course, Pac-Man. Not only one of the biggest hits Namco ever had, but also one of the most important video games ever made. Nakamura was awarded the Order of the Rising Sun in 2007 by the Japanese government for his achievements. He passes away at age 81 and left us so many things we will continuously be playing and sharing for generations to come. Thank you, sir, for all the time you helped me waste. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, Nice Things 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go pick up the app. That's a fantastic thing to have. And we do not track you in any way, shape, or form with it. We don't. You can download it and try it. See. You'll see it. It's just not a thing that happens. Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We will see you next month, which don't panic. Is tomorrow, so it's gonna be okay.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
It seems I found myself on a voyage of the damned.
No, it must not end like this.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun? Mm-mm. Nope.